When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The dichotomy of y'all's footwear selection right now is really
good. Let's go.
Good.
We're friends. People on the internet hate that we're friends.
Si's got some socks that says, "What if the Hokey Pokey is not what it's all about?"
Si got the Kung Fu knockoff of what's on Johnny D's tongue of his shoe.
Oh, that's right, boy.
Si got
it was Air, all kung fu fight.
Si got Air Lee.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
That's as close as we're ever gonna get to kung fu fighting.
Them welcome boys were back. Fast as lightning. Is it in Rush Hour?
Yeah. Bring in the clowns and elephants.
Oh Lord.
Well, they're here.
Yeah, welcome back to the podcast. That's we were just discussing the footwear choices of Johnny D and
I'm up in my shoe game on this podcast now. Normally I just wear my work shoes here. But now ever since Si said people are spending too much money on shoes that are falling apart.
Them are stylish looking there, JD. I gotta give you that.
Si, would you wear those shoes?
Huh?
You got a birthday coming up. I'm just wondering if you'd wear them.
No, too flashy.
I'm going to get him some J's for his birthday.
Too flashy.
We do need to get Si something for his birthday.
I say new shoes.
I'm in. I'm going to
get... New fancy shoes.
Sneaker app. I'm going to fight every day and lose, but one day I'm going to get you some shoes.
And a half.
Make sure that they're Scott's size.
Y'all the goy.
Because I ain't going to wear them.
Go ahead and surprise me. Go ahead and surprise me with some shoes.
Oh.
We have permission.
I'm going to get them permission. Some custom Air Force Ones. We going to put size name on it. Hey. Woo!
Don't the young fellas call that drip?
I don't know what to
Yeah, I think they do.
I'm old. When I first got into shoes, because I quit working here so I had more money,
Boy, that's true.
I was like, spend it on shoes. I found out that I wasn't as cool as I thought I was from the young kids, but I was like, I'm just buying the shoes I like. They're like, you're creasing them. I'm like, well, because I'm wearing them, dummy. So I don't really know much about
shoes. How do you wear shoes without creasing them?
I don't know.
Is that one of them deals like I saw in a store that was called like sneaker protectors or
something?
Yeah,
that's a cool store.
You put in there that like keeps your shoes from being creased?
I don't do that.
I just assumed that was for display. Is that to put on the inside of your
put
shoes
them on...
while you wear them?
Oh, no. Some weirdos might.
Huh.
I'm just not worried about creasing my shoes. You worried about creasing your shoes?
Are you?
Si, I'm going to tell you a story.
I have no idea what in the world you're talking about.
So you see this shoe right here. Yeah. People will wear it, and they will see how mine's got a little mark kind of right there? Because I walk.
Yeah.
People will walk funny so their shoes don't get a mark right there.
So they like walk on their heels so their toes don't bend?
I guess like penguins.
Yeah.
So another
how does that make you feel?
They won't take a normal step.
No, because they don't want their shoes to crease.
Oh, that's what a crease is?
Si, would you wear them for your birthday?
The DT1s?
Gold.
What is that saying? Vroom or boom?
What? Huh? Where are you?
Or loom?
Where are you looking at?
I'm looking above the shoe.
That says .com.
That says .com.
.com. Well, hey, look, I'm just saying.
2020,
hey.
Huh?
Well, no. Hey, I see good far away.
It's an angle. Oh.
That's close. So I need my glasses for close.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that's what.
Would you wear that?
.com.
Oh, would you wear some gold?
Would you wear some Air Force Trumps?
Well, hey, yeah, I'd wear it.
Yeah. We're canceled.
It looks like a clown shoe to me.
Okay. Ooh. I don't.
Clowns.
Si, you've worn worse.
I've went barefooted before. Okay, mm-hmm. Sure.
Wait, time. Now I've got something even more concerning about that photo.
Okay. Mm. How gold those shoes are?
No, I'm reading the fine print up under. There's something called Sneaker Con?
Yeah, you never been to Sneaker Con? Me neither, but it looks like a lot of fun.
Really?
Sneaker what?
Sneaker Con.
It's like Comic-Con, but for sneakers?
It's for people who have shoes. They go and buy shoes from other people with shoes.
They tell you up front, we're conning you.
So it's a swap meet?
Con, yeah.
You know what?
We're conning you.
You're right.
As someone with shoes.
This thing's cost about $3 to make, and we're going to charge you $250.
He's not wrong.
Don't be tearing down the fourth wall of how businesses work. That ain't nice.
Duck calls are expensive.
I know. Mark up's rough, boys.
Get out of here.
Anyway.
Mark up's rough.
Yeah.
So sneaker con, Si, people show up with shoes and they charge other people more money than they're worth to see if they want them that bad.
Are these used shoes?
Most of the time they're new. If they're used, people don't want them.
Yeah,
I've bought shoes and sold them on the internet.
Does the press wear them?
Does it look like he wears them?
Well, he looks like he's looking at them, trying to buy them, I guess.
That would be... we're looking at a picture of former President Donald J. Trump holding a pair of gold high-top tennis shoes with red, white, and blue paraphernalia all over.
And a big T.
You know,
and
as much as I appreciate the price of things...
Rocky might have
wore
them in his fight.
Yeah, that's T-foot one right there, Si. Yeah.
When he was president, I can't get behind those shoes. Those are ugly. Those are ugly shoes.
Uh-oh, he said they're ugly.
They look like the kind of shoes, like if you were to go to a NASCAR event and have a custom-made suit.
What happened to cool?
That you would wear them.
You don't think them are cool?
I don't. Do you think those are cool?
Hey, anything gold is cool.
Hunter, find a pair.
It is flashy. Hunter. It's flashy.
Get
flashy.
Us a pair. Get them.
Hunter, I feel like this may be something a little more up your alley, though. Have you attended Sneaker Con?
No, can't say that I have. I don't care that much about shoes.
Yeah. I've never been to any kind of con.
I'm not saying Hunter's got shoes. I'm saying if it's got con at the end, I figure he had been there. Yeah, like
in an outfit.
I would consider that like an experience for
you. I mean, I'm not opposed to going to one. I've never heard of one before.
Check it out,
Sneaker Con? It's way cooler than Comic Con.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
You want to fight?
Si,
you trying to get into this?
You still think somebody's getting conned?
I think somebody's getting conned with the tennis shoes.
100%. We all are. All right. If you have cool shoes, you've been conned.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey. Well, when we worked at one Comic Con, that was wild anyway, because like that place charged people for our signature, which we never do.
That's weird.
I mean, but those people had to like buy a ticket and then come stand in line to get our signatures.
Hey, a lot of people charge for signatures.
Oh, I know. We don't.
Hey.
No,
some dude offered me $100 for a picture the other day.
Of you?
Yeah. With me.
I
was cleaning a shiner tank.
You've got the 100, right?
No lie. I'm deep in the shiner tank just scrubbing that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's what celebrities do and people you want to take a picture with. And this dude all of a sudden I hear, hey, man, give you $100 to take a picture with you. And I said, I don't believe you. But I'll just take a picture with you because this is weird.
What about the Hondo?
Didn't get the Hondo?
I didn't. No, that's rude.
Oh, you hey, he told him. Give me the Hondo.
Yeah, I got more than a Hondo in exchange for other things.
Oh, okay.
He was you are a retail store.
He clipped him.
You got some shoes out of the deal.
He's had these.
Okay.
These are church shoes.
So you said you were going to up your sneaker game on the pocket. So did you wear those to work today? Were those, in fact, work shoes?
Or are you keeping
shoes in the back of your truck?
I ain't changing shoes to go on a podcast. Then I'd be like the people that go to Sneaker Con who would beat up all the people at Comic Con. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In a quick wrestling match, I'm taking Sneaker Con. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, those people at Comic Cons come prepared with weapons. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, made out of foam. Hunter, have I ever told you about the anime convention I went to?
Why would you go to one of those?
Because they had a LARPing tournament. It was in New Orleans. I'd had a few adult beverages. I walked by. It said LARPing tournament upstairs, $5. And I went and beat the tar out of some nerds.
What is LARPing?
Live action role-playing. You ain't never done that?
I never even heard of it.
You put like a mask on and you get your foam sword and you're like, hey, we're weird. You're weird. You want to get together and be weird?
Superheroes.
Like, yeah.
Battling each other.
And you fake it.
And you fake it till you make
it. Like fake sword fights.
Yeah. You fake
and
it
I showed
you make
up and at 6'2 was by far the biggest man in the room.
And whooped everybody.
I got in trouble.
Oh. Okay.
For, quote, baseballing.
Uh oh. You fouled.
Yeah, no, so I had this kid. He was back in the corner. I was like, well
you might as well knock him out.
Into his life. So I
you might as well knock him out.
And then this other kid comes over and is yelling, no baseballing, no baseball. And I'm like, what you talking about? You gave me a baseball bat covered in foam. Of course I'm going to swing it. There's a lot of rules at these conventions that Hunter goes to that I didn't follow.
I don't LARP. I've never heard of baseballing before.
Have you LARPed?
At the Celtic Festival in town.
In this town?
Yeah. The Celtic Festival. They always have like, it's just me and my friends just go there and then we beat each other up with foam swords. It's no different than what John David did.
Si, let me beat you up with a pool noodle.
No.
That's what it is.
No.
That you're beating each other up with pool noodles.
I done seen that.
Yeah. When you grew up, y'all do that?
My grandsons beat their father up with one of them stupid things.
With a pool noodle?
Hey, I know is, hey, I wouldn't have been, you know, somebody would have got hurt.
I about to say, that was sanctioned by the father?
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah, I bet that didn't end.
Yeah, well. It didn't end good.
And the only foam I mess with is a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
At some point,
pool noodle doesn't hurt.
But at some point, even a Nerf gun makes me angry.
Okay, when you swing one of them things with all your might and hit somebody upside the head, yeah, okay.
A pool noodle?
Yeah.
Look how quick this was. I texted my friend at 3:55. I need the anime picture. This was 2011, by the way. Maybe 12. I got to send it to Hunter so he can put it on the screen. And he sent it all in the same minute. He sent it. We are the greatest snackers in the world.
Give me some of these.
And when we snack, you should listen.
Amen.
You shouldn't listen to a lot of what we say, but you should listen when we talk about snacks. And nuts.com has the best selection of snacks out there.
Mm. Yeah, don't listen to us chewing, because that's what we're doing right now, because we just got a fresh shipment from nuts.com. Them chocolate covered gummy bears. Who
came up with it? I don't know. That's good. I love them? Yeah. That's what.
Yeah.
Bourbon pecan, boys.
And we're not even allowed to have those. Those are so good. I moved them earlier and Si almost hit me.
Yeah. And look, if a bourbon flavor is not your thing, they got sweet and spicy pecans, pecan brittle, butter toffee pecans. Basically, if you can do it with a pecan, they got it.
Ooh.
Look. Cashews, almonds, pecans, pistachios, dried mango, crystallized ginger, dates, jelly beans, root beer barrels, you name it. The variety is vast at nuts.com. And with kids going back to school, now with spring break and everything, they just got you covered. Look, if you need to stock your cabinets, they can help you out there. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flowers, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everyone. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, other diet-friendly products. Whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try at Nuts.com. Quality is the top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so it reaches you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. You can shop a la carte if you want to, or you can opt into hassle-free auto delivery so you never run out of your favorite items. And if you're stocked up at home and want to treat your coworkers to something, they sell directly to businesses. Look, y'all see us. Ain't nobody talking but me on this one because everybody got their mouth full. So I don't know. It says talk about your what you love about it. I think the silence and the chewing speaks for as much as words do.
It's really good.
Chocolate gummies.
It really is good. Who knew dried mango was actually good? That's wild. Mm. But and I would have never known had they not sent it to me. Look, it's all quality stuff. You don't get little pieces. Look, that's not – look, Si, I got a whole pecan in his hand. That ain't no piece of pecan. Look, that's a whole gummy bear. They didn't chop them up and try to cheap you on anything. Whatever you want, they got it. Right now, Nuts.com is offering customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/duck.
His mouth's full.
I know. That was funny. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/duck. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/duck.
I'm taking these bourbon pecans with me.
No, you're not.
Right. Either.
It's one of our favorite memories.
It's one of his favorite.
We were a bunch of dudes going to see a Saints game, and we stopped by the anime convention.
Who got lightly buzzed and went to an anime
convention. Yeah, we went to Arch Manning's. We went to Manning's first and was like, hey, chicken wings. These are awesome. And then we were going to go to the Saints game, but first.
You know, a lot of good stories start with a couple of adult beverages.
That's how this one started. Hey, Hunter, did you get my
hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
I'll say this. Bad decisions often lead to better stories.
There it is. That's one of the kids.
Where are you?
That's me in the my hair's shorter.
What's my man?
Huh? Yeah. Whooped all. You see that kid in the back with the silver thing on his head?
What was the age
Didn't
limit?
Didn't stand a chance.
Which one did you baseball?
That kid in the back with the silver thing on his head.
Oh, it looks like the lollipop guild that you're fighting here.
I'm still looking for the horse that old boy's riding.
Yeah, I'm like, Martin.
Hey, no, that's part of making it up. See, you act like you're on the horse.
Hunter. It was actually a real good time. They were all very friendly. They were like, we didn't go in there to like pick on people. We're like, hey, we want a LARP. This seems like y'all have done figured out how we can act 12 again, and it sounds like fun. And then I just happened to be bigger than most of them, so it wasn't as fun for them as it was for me.
So it was like, it wouldn't BYOW, bring your own weapon.
I rented one for $5 more. It was the best $10 I've ever spent.
Bat that they gave you?
Yeah.
And you used it and they called foul?
Yeah. I swung too hard.
I won't challenge that.
I was out there like Albert Pujols, man. I was really cranking it.
Bringing in.
It was a good time. If you ever walk past an anime convention in a big city, I highly suggest going in.
No, the anime ones are weird. Go to a normal con.
Oh, normal one.
Wait, time out.
That's what I'm talking about, son.
Did you just say something was weird?
Yeah, the hardcore anime people are weird.
Hunter, me and those people had the time of our lives. I only got in trouble once, and it was a good time.
Did you ever stand like that?
No, I didn't. I don't have that in my repertoire.
only once on your way down.
I mean, that's kind of like how Jeff Foxworthy does stand-up comics.
That guy
was so bow-legged.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Hey, that guy was quick. I remember him. He was hard to hit with a sword.
Larry Cable guy and go to Walmart about 11 o'clock at night.
What?
I mean, my man.
Right.
Wow.
He's on
things
the fake
you can do
horse.
In New Orleans for $10.
He's on the
it's a wild city that I quit going there.
That would have been low on my list, but I mean, at least it's there. Right?
Yeah.
The only time I had to deal with Comic-Con was they invited Si to come do an event
at Comic-Con.
Yes, and when I went to their webpage to see what it was all about, I was like, no, Si, he ain't gonna want to do this. Look, I didn't even bring it to you, Si.
Oh. I hate to tell you, she makes some straight cash.
But they did say that they charge for every time you sign something, there's a charge.
Oh, absolutely. And then they pay you cash money at the pay table when you walk out the back of the convention. Absolutely.
And that's why all these people you ain't never heard of that used to be on Star Trek are in a different city doing a Comic-Con every week.
Yeah.
Hmm.
$20, $20.
I mean, Chips. Did you see the guy from Chips? What's his name?
Eric Estrada?
Yeah.
Because I don't know the other one.
Is that what he does now?
Yeah. I don't know. But
Comic-Con was basically Cameo before there was Cameo.
We should have had Jeff on the last episode talk about his meeting with Eric Estrada, now that I think about this.
A lot of people won't remember Eric Estrada, but he was off of a famous TV show back then.
Cop.
Yeah, the motorcycle cop.
And Chips. I can't think of who the other one was.
Nobody
He was a tall guy.
That's rude.
He's just a tall, blonde-headed
guy. Yeah.
He was a tall, generic white guy.
Yeah.
Blonde hair. Yeah.
That's wild. Is Godwin still on Cameo?
Probably. I bet. We probably should.
I'm thinking about starting a Cameo.
Hunter, start us a Duck Call Room Cameo. We'll cut you in on 1/8%.
I like it. Because I was just going to do my own.
Oh, there he is, Si.
There he is. Yeah. Eric Estrada.
Hunter finally
figured it out. So, funny story with Mr. Estrada, or Punch, as he's called. Me and Jeff were in Vegas eating dinner at Lavo.
Yeah. Good restaurant. Great meatballs.
Eric Estrada's there.
All right.
No question. It's him. Like,
yeah.
No doubt. So Jeff, being the fangirl that he is about most anything.
It's rude.
I know, but that's just the way he does. Jeff walks up to him and says, "Hey man," just like we did, "Are you Eric Estrada?"
No,
the guy said, "Yeah." And gave him the finger.
Not the middle finger.
Turn around and
walk.
Like, yeah.
Head on, sucker.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to enjoy my meal, too.
Dissed.
I guess he hadn't seen Duck Dynasty at that point.
Wow. Because
we had a longer line at our table.
Or maybe he had.
Ooh.
But.
Eric. That's rude.
It was very rude.
I've only seen one celebrity kind of pull that move, but then he made up for it. And I get why he did it. I'm not even going to say his name.
Chris Stapleton?
Whoa. I didn't say
what?
A lady on the plane. There was a line on one plane. It was me, Willie, somebody that won't be named, and an assistant of that guy.
He's a traveler.
He is a traveler. But it was an impressive view of beards on that row.
Yeah.
And this lady came up and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Traveler, do you mind if I get a picture?" He goes, "No, ma'am, don't take selfies." And I was like, wow, okay.
Rude.
And I was like, "Willie, take a selfie." But she didn't ask Willie, so I was like, oh, well.
And she thought, she probably thought it was so cool. Like, there he was, and there Zach Brown was across from him.
Yeah.
Like,
so then, but then I'm going to give it to him. At the end of the flight, he turned around and said, "Ma'am, if you'd like a picture, you can get one when we get off the plane, but I do not take selfies. But I'll take a picture with you." So I was like, my man got a rule on selfies. He ain't going to break it.
My man is the anti-Luke Bryan.
Yeah, Luke just.
Does Luke Bryan take your phone from you, take a selfie so fast, and then send you on your way? It's just.
It's one of the more incredible things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Also, I've been watching American
Idol. He does it on stage.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. Crazy how fast.
He's got it down to a science doing it.
When somebody asks Luke for a picture, he says, sure, grabs the phone, takes a selfie, hands it back, and keeps going.
So I don't know if you remember this, but when we were 1 year at Hazard Fest, Enos, you remember Enos, a family came up to him and said, can we get our picture with you? And he was like, I'm eating right now. You'll have to wait till the event. You know, we'll see you, you know, tomorrow at 3 or whatever. You can come to my booth. I was like, dang, he was rough on those guys. And then he walked over there and said, excuse me, Uncle Si, can I get a picture with you?
Oh, Enos did?
Enos did. After
he shut somebody else down?
After he shut somebody else down. Oh, yeah. And Si,
Enos!
Si always will take a picture with people.
Yeah.
The best picture I ever took, we were in the pits at Daytona. I was with one John Godwin. I was making $9 an hour as a retail worker on a truck selling stuff, but I was helping Godwin around, and a girl came up and said, sir, can I get a picture? And I was like, huh? And Godwin said, sure you can. Grab the phone. Godwin took the picture of me and this person. No idea who I am. Nobody's ever heard of me. And Godwin took the picture. And it was like at the height of the beginning of Duck Dynasty. It was hilarious.
She didn't know who you were. She just knew you had a beard and that logo.
And y'all all looked alike.
I got a lot of Jeps back in the gap.
Yeah.
A lot of Jeps.
I have got called Godwin before.
Oh, wow.
What a life.
What?
I don't know if that says more about you or him.
It's hey, good on him.
If you looking like him.
No, if he looks like me.
Oh.
Depends on what year it was, really.
Yeah. And it was early on, so.
The worst one I ever did, because I got, when I saw Luke Bryan taking selfies, I was like, this man is a genius.
He is.
And so when people would ask for a picture with Willie, I just started doing that for Willie. I'd grab the phone. I can take a picture on any phone in America going through a crowd.
Quickly.
Yeah. And there was this girl at an LSU game, and if you're listening, I apologize, but we were leaving and she said, Willie. That's how she said his name. I'll let you guess what was happening. Really?
She's headed to the LARPing tournament.
No. She doesn't remember this, is the good
funny.
Part.
That's
She's
funny.
Like, let me take a pic. And I was like, it was like, okay, lady, get out the way. I said, yeah, he'll take one. Boom. Selfie, took a picture of myself, threw her back her phone. We're gone. It's the only time I ever did that.
So she only got one of you. Now, every time.
She stood next to Willie. She doesn't remember it, and she'll never have proof of it, but.
Every time I've ever taken a picture for somebody like that, there's a selfie of me.
Oh, yeah.
Prior to that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't take that picture.
I'm the selfie king taking pictures for Si.
That's the first thing I do is take a selfie, then turn around. That way, when they review it, it's like they don't find it till. It's like, iPhone almost full. Clean up storage. And they're like, well, what can I delete? And then they go find a picture of me. Like, what the heck is this?
How many pictures of Si do you think you've taken in your life, Philip?
Thousands.
Thousands.
I mean, over the last 10.
people pick their phone up and say, who is this idiot?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who this is.
That's
I
like McMillan to call the villain.
Late.
I like to call it tax.
Yeah,
and branding.
Put a little photo tax on
branding.
Yeah, it's branding.
Trying to get the name out there, boys.
I'm just trying to hustle, man.
I'm just doing my thing, boys.
Just out here on these streets trying to make it.
Hey.
Well, look, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Let me get a selfie first.
Martin.
What?
You hear that crunch?
I do.
It's not an emergency, but Ray Pantry has me ready for anything.
Hey, banana chips. All you do is remove and enjoy. I can do that.
No, but I tell you what, with AT&T going out, then Xfinity going out, it'd make you think.
Hey.
You better be prepared.
You better be prepared.
That's it.
It's like emergency that old kit, song boys. In Lion King. Be prepared.
It's a one-person emergency kit.
Mm.
Well, this one is one person for 30 days, but you know, a few of you could eat for about 15 or so on it.
Look, once again, I'm eating from this. It's an emergency. I mean, I'm just enjoying this, and it's not an emergency. It's good food.
Yeah. I like it, too. I'm on those bananas.
And in Louisiana, you saw the tornadoes rip across everything in the Midwest the other night.
Ooh,
I mean,
Uh-oh.
We're probably next. And then you got hurricane.
Be prepared.
Then you got hurricane season, rolling blackouts, supply chain issues. But that's where the folks over at Ready Pantry, they got you covered. Look, Ready Pantry offers 25-year shelf-stable food that tastes amazing and includes meals for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even dessert and snacks. We about to be out of snacks because you boys are hammering the banana chips. Look, not to mention the peace of mind you get knowing you have an emergency supply of food ready for anything. Ready Pantry is an American-based company, and all products are sourced in America. These meals taste great, contain real ingredients, and are packed with sufficient calories and nutrition for everyone in the family. Many long-term food storage companies on the internet sell products that have already been sitting in a warehouse for up to 10 years. But Ready Pantry is delivering the freshest product packaged within a couple of months of being delivered to your home. And they take the confusion out of purchasing your food supply. You got options. You want 72 hours, you want a week, or you want a month. They got you covered. Just pick the package that best fits your family's needs and the number of months you want to prepare for. It's that simple. Maybe you don't believe you need to prep, but you just need a good supply of food to take hunting and camping. Ready Pantry can do that too. Ready Pantry offers discounts of up to 20% off for 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year supply. You can also stock your pantry with buy now, pay later options available at checkout. If you want to learn more, go to readypantry.com/duck and use code
duck
to save an additional 10% off your order. Plus, you'll receive free shipping on all orders. That's readypantry.com/duck and code
duck
for an additional 10% off and free shipping on all orders.
Do it today.
Remember the game the football game you used to play that vibrated and you set your man up?
That game sucked.
What?
Yeah, it was terrible.
That game was awesome. And the Rock'em Sock'em. I like the Rock'em Sock'em guys. Dun, 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 dun. Y'all remember those?
I remember them. They just weren't fun. You should get a PlayStation 3. Your mind will be blown.
No, I could even go back to a Game Boy. And they'd be like,
I got all that stuff. I like the stuff that you can actually play. Like the Rock'em Sock'em.
Big Connect 4 guy, huh?
I do like Connect Four.
Connect Four is fun. Whoa.
Checkers, chess.
I'm an expert in Connect Four, and I'm actually the reigning champion of Chinese checkers in Washtenaw Parish. 100%.
Oh, yeah, and I'm weird.
Oh, wow. You just got roasted from Hunter.
Chinese checkers.
I'm the reigning, undisputed champion.
If anybody please that, raise your hand.
We have a friend. Her name is Abigail.
You ain't never played nobody.
Yes, I have. Her name's Abigail. Abigail was not.
Is she Chinese?
100%.
Oh. Okay.
She grew up. She didn't speak English.
You can see where the confusion would be with a name like Abigail, right?
Not her given birth name at the time.
I was just making sure.
But Abigail, her husband works here now, Jeffrey. We're all big friends. We're all at their house. Their brother and sister-in-law are there. Some other people are there. And Abigail's like, anybody want to play Chinese checkers? And everybody's like, no. Nobody ever beats you. And I was like, I'll try. And I won.
He was hustling.
Thus, I will never play her again, even though she asks all the time. I'm never playing Chinese checkers again. I'm clearly the greatest in Washtenaw Parish because she was. It's like boxing. Now I am the heavyweight champion of Washtenaw Parish.
Well, you were smart. You went out on top.
He's the greatest.
And I'm giving it up.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, don't keep chasing it because then people just embarrass themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm never playing Chinese checkers again in my life. But Rock'em Sock'em Robots, kind of cool. The buzzing football game, terrible.
Well, he don't like the buzzing football game.
No, that was fun.
Monopoly? Did you have one?
Yes, Monopoly.
Risk?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Risk takes forever.
Hey, how about Rook?
Rook, I like Rook. Rook. Yeah, you part of the red space. One or not?
Yeah. Yeah, we got the red one in. Yeah.
What?
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. I've played
now we're on to card games.
Card games.
Yeah.
Hunter, do not chime in.
Rook, heart, spades.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody hates playing Rook with me because I'll get to 500 10 points at a time, but I'm going to set you.
Yeah.
If at all possible.
No, so you're a sandbagger.
Yeah, I'm a setter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like running it. I like playing defense.
I'm going to save
you. I'm the Baltimore Ravens.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah. You ain't getting there.
Yeah, you ain't getting there.
You're about to get clipped with a -110. That's sorry right. about your luck. Because I got the Rook and the red one, but I ain't got nothing else to go with it. You bid 110. Sorry, I'm not going 115.
Nope.
I ain't doing it. So I'm just not doing it.
Si, what kind of games did y'all have?
I don't even know what just happened. Dominoes, cigarette smoking.
Dominoes. Yeah.
Both of those things.
Dominoes that started white and ended up yellow. Oh, hey. Just like the walls.
Good grief.
Oh, hey, that's his way of telling
that's
it, not
a bunch
mine.
Of zingers,
well, no,
boys.
Look, oh. Hey, you had broke windows, broke bones.
Bones?
Oh, that's what they call dominoes.
Yeah. Oh, well, no.
Oh, praise God.
No, but hey.
No, I'm kidding. No, they broke
their
fingers.
When I said broke bones, I meant broke bones.
Whose?
Ours.
Why?
Broke tables.
How did you break a bone playing dominoes?
Hey, by slamming it down hard on the table.
You broke like your finger?
Hey, thumb bone.
Thumb bone.
That's an aggressive.
Yo, hey, you could duck. You know, at halftime when we're playing numbers, you got to duck because when you slam them and it hits wrong. Hey, that domino's coming out sideways, ricocheting off, busting.
Well,
windows.
The problem is, Si.
Period.
If I'm wrong, you generally slam on points.
Nah.
Si slams every domino he lays down.
Well,
12.
Hey, see, well,
12 don't mean nothing.
Yeah, but see, it scares the opponent.
Hey,
okay, I'm into domination.
And he's in heaven, your head, bro.
Now, yeah. I will say, one of the most entertaining things you can do with playing dominoes is allow Si to lock the board.
Oh, yeah.
And then just let him run the rest of the game because it is.
Oh, yeah.
There are pieces of stuff flying everywhere.
Right? I have a request.
Like, the dominoes aren't even in the shape they started off, but you just get out of the way because he is about to go. He's about to windmill them last three dominoes.
Yeah, especially when you strap them on in them. And here's what happened. You got three dominoes in your hand.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he ain't going to windmill that table.
No, look. This is a gift.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We're trying to protect things.
Yo, it's your play. You look and you said, yo, you go, bam, 25. Bam, give me 230, 35.
Yeah.
Everybody said, hold it. What are you talking about here? I said, okay. Let me take this one back. Let me take this one back. Let
Can
me
you play? Back.
And then I range the dominoes because they're scattered everywhere. Yeah. I got to put them back together.
That sounds fine.
And I said, okay, you're to my immediate left. Can you play? He says, no. I said, can you play? Can you play? No. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
I said, now, all you clowns count your dominoes because I get everything you got in your hand goes on my score, and guess what? I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm 500 over.
Luckily, my computer is still broken, and I don't have a new one yet.
Yeah. There's some of that I've seen playing with him, so I'll set him up to lock the board just because it's much fun to watch.
He'll play him in my favor.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. Like, if he's already strapping you, and it's like, because it'll happen in dominoes, you look up, and it'll be like, 300 to 100, and you're like, well, there ain't no coming back from this. Yeah. So you see it coming, and then you just kind of lobby one up there to lock the board to finish it out. It is one of the greatest domino experiences of your life.
The greatest domino game ever played.
What is this, the Olympics?
Because look, every time we have a family gathering, the domino game is fixed to bust out.
100%.
Okay, so look, it's Jimmy, Frank, and Harold. And then there's Al and Jace. And look, Al, what was probably, I don't know how old Jace.
250, 275.
No, he's about 12 years old. Jace would be about 9 or 10.
Now, that doesn't preclude the weight.
Okay, my brothers are both grown. Okay, Harold and Jimmy Frank are, done graduate from college.
Mm-hmm.
So look, they're playing children. Al and Jace are children.
Yeah.
Look, they needed Jimmy, Frank, and Harold needed one count, five. That's the lowest count that you can do in dominoes. They needed five. Al and Jason needed 150. That's two rows.
Yeah.
So look, Al and Jace pick up fives the first hand, strap them on that. Now they like 40. They need 40. And then the next hand, they pick up sixes and beat them.
Ooh. And all the other boys needed was a nickel.
No. And all they needed was a nickel.
Why is it, since I got you in front of these guys, why is it when I beat you in dominoes, I'm lucky? But when you win, no, boys, that was all skill.
You are lucky if you ever win. Because you ain't played it.
We've done so many events together. And the problem
is,
years.
I know, but you're getting better.
Well, the problem is when we do these events, it's like me, Si Godwin, and Phil. And it's always Phil and Goblin and me and Si, and we just strap their butts so bad.
Okay, I have a
Goblin can't count fast enough.
No, no.
To,
exactly. Oh, no, yeah.
And Goblin don't understand if Phil plays a six, well, you don't cut his six.
Oh, yeah, he'll cut your teeth out.
Cut his partner six.
I said, Goblin.
I mean, who would do that in the world?
Well, no, no, hey.
Well, you only do that because me and Si had to lock the board down. Okay. Else.
Well, I promised to go YouTube the trash out of this, and I'm pretty quick studying math. And then I think we need to film me and Martin.
No, no. Me first. And you. Me and
no,
you.
No, no, no. You can't.
Yeah, me and
like,
you.
You've either got to be on Si or Phillips' team because I'm not good enough either.
You got to be on
You're
my team.
You're better than him.
No.
No, I'm not.
No,
no
way.
He plays way more. No.
No, no.
I got the whole story.
No, no. It's
got
to be you and Phillips.
So me
and, that's why we play like that, because me and Goblin don't play a lot.
Okay, so me and Phillip.
Yep. Yeah, and me and Si.
Versus you and Si.
And we got a chance.
And, yeah, we got a
chance. A flat one.
It's just I'll whoop you in dominoes. You know how much chicken foot I've played in my life?
Yeah, this ain't chicken foot, Hammer.
That's fine.
This right here, cut
through. Hold on. Whoa, what are we breaking out? Oh, we're breaking out wallets.
Yeah. Yeah, you better.
JD?
You better watch it.
I got about this much money.
That's more than I've got, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'll put it all on. If you can beat me, you're welcome to this.
Deal. There's no risk. Philip, I'm going home to study. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, well, hey, look. Yeah. I'll give you about 2 years.
The old man's good now.
Why don't you like the coffee?
It builds you up. It's just the flavor ain't there.
You know what doesn't do that? Rocket Money.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they don't build you up. Oh, they let you know. They don't hide anything from you.
Right.
They don't hide as a sheep in wolf's clothing.
There's no surprises.
There's no surprises with our friends over at Rocket Money.
Me know everything, son.
I know. They know more about you than you do.
That's actually true. Yeah. They email me stuff that I didn't know I had. I didn't know. Nowadays, you buy something, you don't even know it's a subscription. Next thing you know, it's showing back up at your door a month later.
There you go. Look, you got oatmeal. Look, Si, you could get fooled by a coffee subscription if you're not careful, and then it dresses as one thing, and then it's just not it, you know? That's the biggest deal. Look, nearly 75% of people have subscription they've forgotten about. Before we started using Rocket Money, thought we had, I don't know, 5 or 6. John D., how many are you up to subscriptions?
Oh, I'm down.
You're down.
I have Rocket Money. Rocket Money, let me know how many. You don't even pay attention.
No,
you don't even know how many you have.
A rodeo clown.
Huh?
And I'm down because I'm a rodeo clown, according to Si.
Funny story yesterday, Parker, who runs Buck Commander for us now, who's the general manager of Buck Commander, come in there and said, y'all have an ad on your podcast for something that helps you with money. And I said, we do. It's Rocket Money. He said, do y'all have a code for that? I said, we have rocketmoney.com/duck.
Thank you.
And so he's heard us talk about it. He knows that we use it. And he came and was curious. Somebody within the four walls that I didn't even think listened to the podcast.
And he tucks his shirt in.
Yeah. And
so you know he's smart.
But he just had a kid and he knows he needs to save. You've been trying to save money. Nothing's working. Just give Rocket Money a try.
They're going to do it for you.
They're going to help you.
Check the box and they'll take care of business for you, boys.
It is that simple. Rocket Money is the personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You can see all your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps. Bop, bop. No, you don't have to wait in customer service queues. You don't have to send emails back and forth. You just go cancel, confirm. So
boom.
It's that easy. Simple. Look, the dashboard shows you this month's spending compared to last month, so you can clearly see your spending habits and you can create custom budgets to keep spending on track. Look, they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you and get them lowered, sometimes up by 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. That sounds like something you want to get in on. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel unwanted subscription by going to rocketmoney.com/. That's rocketmoney.com/.
Duck.
Rocketmoney.com/.
Duck.
My favorite part is generally like after one, maybe two rounds of the board, whenever Si plays, if you're sitting beside him, it's like, all right, lay down that 2-3.
Yeah.
All right, Martin's going to play the 4-6.
And then 30. I'm going to take 25 with a double 6.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
You can tell what everybody else has
got?
Yes. Oh, look. Hey, yes. You need to go play a couple times with Jace.
Oh, he's worse, yeah. Jason, okay. Jace isn't as entertaining.
Yeah.
Jason ain't as fun.
But if you ever, if you beat
I don't want to go play dominoes to get beat. I want to have fun.
Like, Si beats your brains in and you leave there laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jace beats your brains in and you got a thumb a ride home because you got the title to your truck.
Here's how bad this is, okay? Jason loves, he used to be the number one man in
Spades.
Yahoo Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo Spades. That's not as impressive as it sounds.
Well, no, but I'm just saying. So, look, him and Philip and Al and whoever else.
Oh,
Bill,
there's some good Spades.
Bill Phillips, yeah. Right?
Nah, but that's a lot.
They're down at Al's house.
On the internet?
Look, next to Phil's house.
Get a life.
In the blue little house. So, they're playing. And Al and Bill. Al and Bill was together, right? Mm-hmm. You and somebody else.
Macintosh.
Yeah, Macintosh.
Old Mac.
Philip and Macintosh, okay, they're getting beat, and they're fixed to,
obviously.
You know, the game's fixed to be over. Philip said, guys, I got to go to the restroom. So, it's in here going in there. I can't even believe he got out the little window. The bathroom's got a little bitty window, but anyway, he squeezed out of it somehow. And, hey, we didn't see him for 3 weeks.
What?
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to pay your debt?
Oh, no. He didn't want to hear the smack talk.
Oh. Right. So, it wasn't no money involved.
There, look, they're sitting there for 30 minutes at the table talking about, hey, somebody go check on him. I'm afraid he died or something.
I didn't want to hear W.E.'s mouth because he's like, okay, bro. It's your play.
He is abrasive.
Oh, man,
he's abrasive.
Oh, he'll get on your last nerve in a heartbeat.
I looked at Macintosh. I looked at the score. I said, let me go to the bathroom, boys. I'll be right back. 3 weeks later, I did come back.
All right.
Phillip's a dining dasher.
Get a table in here. We're playing.
Oh, my.
Podcast, at least one segment with a game.
What a game.
I want to see Si slam stuff.
We're going to have to turn these mics way down.
Way down.
They already way need to do that to
I
me.
I get excited when we play dominoes.
You get excited all the time.
I get really excited with dominoes.
That sounds like so
you
much
You look
fun.
At Si and you're like, you know, he's happy-go-lucky. You're not a very critical thinker. Then you throw the dominoes down.
Oh, yeah.
And that sucker can tell you what the other three hands have got. And,
hey.
And it's wild.
I don't know if you've heard, but a direct quote is, people think I'm dumb. I'm not.
That's funny.
I'm funny.
No, I've never considered you
I'm
that
not.
Way. Okay.
No.
You know, hey.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Why I don't think, look, the lack of critical thinking skills that exude from it.
Oh,
and then you add the dominoes to it.
I'm convinced after that sentence, he plans all this and he's like,
I know.
I'm just
hey, it's not a it. It's not a river, it's a rift.
That's the one I thought of.
You gotta understand, we've been playing dominoes. Okay?
No, you're gonna whoop me.
Well,
but I want to be able to say that.
Well, there is a lot of luck involved in it too.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get.
Oh
lucky
no, you
too.
Gotta get the hands.
Yeah,
it's like cards.
But here's
that's why you
hands.
Play. That's why you play like 2 out of 3.
Here's what we're not
going. We're playing one game, and if I win, you'll never play me again.
We'll Chinese
he only plays
them.
If he wins. He's the champ. He getting out of wonder.
Washed up Paris champ, right
okay.
here.
Okay, John David. Let me tell you something though. Before we play, we got a muzzle Si from saying this. Okay, Martin, let's get them fives going. Oh, okay. Oh,
he's a cheater.
No, it ain't
table talk.
He
it
goes.
Ain't cheating. I'm just saying. You know, that's part of the game.
All right, well, I'm just going
to. Most of the time, like, when I'm Si's partner, most of the time, I'm like, I have the domino in my hand. He's like, yeah, go ahead and play that 3-4. And I'm like, okay. And then, but
see,
a lot of times, he'll say, not there, you idiot.
That's true.
No, that's Dr. D.
Hey, he got so mad at Dr. D.
That's what I got to do with Dr. D all night long tonight.
That's cheating.
Yeah. Hey, don't do that.
I just, look, here's my strategy with Si. If I have a chance to make points, I make points.
Yep.
Hey.
I don't try to get sneaky.
What's the saying,
if I can
Si?
Make five out of there, I take my five and I move on.
Till you learn how to play, here's the rule.
Kill all doubles.
Kill all doubles.
Take all points.
Take all counts.
Yeah.
And look.
I'm about to
your
go
partner
to
gets caught up on. In this. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Sorry about that. It's kill all doubles, and that all counts.
Yeah.
I can't help it. If you had two doubles in your hand, I'd kill both of them.
But see, if you've got a...
that look he just gave me is, I'm now nervous.
No, that's just
I cancel my request. Godwin can have my spot. I'm nervous.
No, he can't do it.
Oh, man.
Domino's for him, no fun. No, because with Godwin, that's just like he's talking about. It's your play, John.
He said,
hey, John, it's your play. Yeah. Hey, I think Topher's going to do it in the Super.
And then I said, hey, the 2-6 will give you 10. Let's go.
I'll help you out.
No, but what Godwin did.
You got the double four, play it. You get 20. Yeah.
Godwin wouldn't take his points, and so then it messed me up. And so I started cutting his stuff. I was like, God, you didn't play that last time. You can't have that rock.
Yeah, because you're confusing your partner.
Yeah. Then you don't know what they're running.
Yeah, then you don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing anyway. I think it's going to help us.
One game is all we got to win.
One game. Right. Little Giants.
But the problem is it's got to be the first
one. Right. That's all it
does.
That's all
you got one chance at it.
I got one
first
chance.
Game.
That's first right. game. You me may, and Phil.
Hey, beginner's luck, you may happen. It may happen.
Go get me some dominoes right now.
Let me practice.
There's some in my office.
That is
just
10.
Explain the rules. I think it's every young boy's dream to have Si take their money and poker.
We can play. We play a quick hand.
Oh, we play a quick hand. I don't know.
There's a gleam in his eye. I've never in 300 and whatever episodes of sitting right here.
Oh, hey.
He look, gets more excited about dominoes than anything.
Right, this will be fun for the fans. This will be hilarious.
But I've taken money in poker.
I know, but I'm saying he enjoys poker.
You enjoy
equally. I'm just saying, like, poker generally, he's going to play that for 5 or 6
poker
hours.
Poker brings a new thing to it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, and I shouldn't say this because everybody, most of the time they don't believe me. It's not about the money with me.
He's there for a good time, boys.
I'm there for a good time. And I normally have it unless you make me mad. If you ever make me mad.
Like Jace did.
You better quit.
Uh-oh. You ain't going to make him mad.
Hit him.
Because I'm telling you, if you ever make me mad and make it about the money,
then
the goal is one thing.
Win.
I'm fixed to win all of your money. It may not be tonight, next week, next year. But trust me, I'm like an elephant. I ain't getting off of it till I clean you out. Period.
And hey, he did that in Jace.
And he got enough to where he can keep going.
Oh, he can
go. Who's your biggest foe in poker?
Oh, Willie. Hey, if Jace? Willie's at the table, Willie.
Oh, yeah.
But Willie ain't there to make you mad. We laugh.
Jace is the one that makes me mad because I don't mind Willie because Willie knows he ain't the greatest player, okay? But Jason Robinson thinks he is. And he's not. Okay, so me and him, hey, it's fireworks when me and him play. Yeah.
What about dominoes? Who's your biggest foe in dominoes?
Same thing, Jason Robertson.
Hey, you named him Jace.
Well, I know. No, because I never realized, really, okay, how much I kept that child when he was a baby.
Screwed him up.
Okay, did it.
Did y'all play dominoes, and did you win?
It? Oh, his name is Silas. Middle name is Silas. Yeah. He's just... that's why we can't get along.
When did you start?
Okay,
beating
y'all are so much alike. Mannerisms.
Yeah, you ain't keeping my kid.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hey.
Let me keep him.
I'll let you.
It's my own fault.
Just let him stay away. Make him stay away from him.
Okay.
I want him to know this side of him. I don't need to know what happens behind closed doors.
Whatever happened to Jace is all we need to know.
Whatever you did back then, I need you to.
We should film a duck
flip-flop
commander poker game too. But that one would have to go on.
Oh, no, we used to have them.
Rated
R. We tried
Hey, look, I've seen him.
Y'all tried it?
Well, we tried filming one. It was terrible.
Yeah, you just don't get it. It's not as good.
Unless you set it up.
No.
There's like one in theory playing poker, because we have spent I don't know how many hours together.
Mm-hmm.
But you get like one entertaining hand an hour if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a marathon film, and that ain't a – dominoes, you're going to have fun every lap around the table.
I wish I had Willie's money because, hey, I would buy
– got his fence.
And nobody would know it. I would buy cameras.
Uh-oh,
and when
that's
you
illegal.
Played at my house, everything done there would be on camera.
Cheating?
No, not to cheat.
Oh.
Not to cheat. To show these idiots that think they're the greatest – how bad they really play. Because I would film it for a couple of months, and then especially on one when he would say, "Oh boy, I played so good last night."
Okay.
I would say, "Hold that thought. We're fixing to have movie night."
Yeah, movie night, boys. Get the popcorn ready.
Oh, hey, run the tape.
Maybe cook up some popcorn and I have some hors d'oeuvres. And we think to have us a
slap
big
on your best couch robe and get comfortable.
That's right, boys. Hey, everybody get comfortable because this is going to be a night that you will never forget.
I'm out. Officially.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
Now I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
I
can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was
good.
A bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, junk organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. What
did everybody do? Get Monster Day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nuts.
They're delicious.
Well, what about emails?
Oh,
do you like those?
Those are better.
What about
email? Try them email. Let's hold on.
My computer, I got a call about my computer.
Oh.
Cost 2/3 of what the actual computer costs to fix it. So,
oh, man.
We're going to figure something else out, like just buy a new one or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing. So I'm really slow at this right now, actually.
Hunter, you got any that you've looked at since you
had a really good one, though.
He's handicapped, boy.
Hold on.
He got his computer.
It's from, Robert. Oops, sorry about your last name, sir.
Robert.
Anyway, Robert sent in, I think it's a Instagram message, stop making fun of Si.
What?
Please stop making fun of Uncle Si and the Black Panther story. He not
Why?
Me, y'all.
Why? He's,
the American Jaguar used to roam from Florida to Arizona until the 1960s.
Look, he's already heard
it's believed to be making a comeback in population.
Put your eye.
So it's me, Robert, and Si, and the rest of America versus you, Martin.
Mm.
Is he looking up yet?
You're not going against me. You're just going against science. I don't know why y'all think this is a personal vendetta.
It is.
Don't worry about it.
There's one at the Monroe Zoo.
Hey, here's the deal. Don't worry about it because, hey, whatever they say, I don't care what they say. I'm not going to take their side of it anyway.
We had some guests in showing us some new stuff today, and one of them could not wait to see Si so that he could confirm to him his wife had to have a colon procedure.
Mm.
I saw this.
And
was this an email?
No.
A Facebook comment?
They were here today?
He was here.
He was here.
He emailed this too.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe so. Anyway, the doctor confirmed to them, said, ma'am, you know, liable after a lot of times after the surgery, you end up with hemorrhoids and thing. The best thing to treat the hemorrhoids.
No.
Vicks yes.
Vapor rub.
Hey.
From a board certified surgeon who works at the University of North Carolina University.
A learned doctor said those
yes,
words.
Yes, a person that's got
MD
behind their name.
Yeah.
Educated.
What? Hold on.
Educated.
There's a lot of doctors these days. You can be
no,
like
this one's a university hospital.
Legitimate.
Doctor, like research university hospital.
Yeah. Legitimate.
Like the hard
like doctor. On TV?
No. No, oh, no, not
like
House.
Like a soap opera doctor?
Not House.
No.
Not Doogie Howser.
This is not an actor.
At the University of North Carolina.
I'm the actor.
You know, okay, that explains it. All right, we're good.
That golden triangle up there of like learned people.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Education.
Yeah.
Education.
It works if you hit the target.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing about missing. But
yeah.
I'm not doing it.
He did say that is what that MD told his wife post-surgery care.
Si, you knew it all along.
Hey.
Which I never doubt. I've never had them to try.
That's so,
I mean,
weird.
But, I mean, it seems weird and it seems painful. But
here's the thing. Anything that's painful
is good for you.
No, it ain't
pain
good for
is
you.
Weakness leaving the body.
No. Hey, if I got pain and a doctor can't give me something that will help
just
get rid of it,
Vicks vapor rub.
This kid's fixing to go on an adventurous guessing. And try it.
And he going to start with Epsom salt and Vicks right. Vapor rub. And
napalm.
That's it, boys.
Ooh. Anyway.
And Dr. Fishner.
Dave from Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Can you imagine this? You know, ever since I'm in trouble with most of the people right now because.
Careful.
Yeah.
Ever since.
We got a Canadian in here.
She sent this to me, so we're good. Ever since I came out against drive-in theaters and also self-checkout, people checking me, I just want to self-checkout. People are mad.
Oh, but, somebody's got something?
No, Dave from West Central Saskatchewan.
Ooh.
Saskatchewan. How high up is that, Beth? Hey. Is it freezing?
Yeah, West
they
Central.
They have a drive-in movie theater.
Ooh. Yeah, open 2 months a year. How do you not turn them
ooh.
And ice skating / ice skating.
Hey. Well, that sounds miserably cold. Oh,
hey.
Beth tells me I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, imagine that from like June to early September.
My hat.
June to September.
My hat is off for two reasons now for the Canadians.
All right, let's hear it.
They sent us the ducks, and now, hey, they've got a drive-in.
That's a long way to go
to
chase somebody
Canadian
around
people,
a car.
I'm going to tell you something about the Canadian people, and I don't know many of them. They're huggers.
What?
Oh, yeah, they're hugging people. They love each other.
I didn't know that, eh?
Because when it gets cold, hey, come here, baby, and hug me because I'm cold.
Because I'm freezing.
I'm freezing. That's
right. Beth's giving us a signal. Don't let Si talk about Canada. So let's talk about Philip being a child and hamburger pizza.
Okay, boy.
John, and look, I'm not going to say his last name, but it's very Italian.
Oh, I was
it's got
about
like
John
double P's, like the double L's.
Ends in a vowel.
Yes. It's
Stromboli.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
He has things to say to you, Phil.
Uh-oh.
He's sticking up for you. Wild, I know. My family owns Italian restaurants in San Antonio.
Oh, my
God. I'm just saying.
That's like owning a taco truck.
I am going to say his last name because I'm going to give his restaurant a shout-out called Caparelli's. Caparelli's is Italian in San Antonio. It will get them some of them churros by that river. That's a ditch. One of the best sellers that they have is hamburgers, onions, and bell pepper. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's
spicing
that
it up
sounds,
a little.
That's an omelette ball.
So you just need to grow your pizza up.
Italian.
That's an Italian omelette
ball. Yeah, that actually sounds pretty good.
All right. Well, next time I'm in San Antonio.
But you're also serving pizza to Texans. So, I mean, like, you probably got a brisket option, too.
Are there Texans in
now, that's funny. Because well, that's true.
I
mean,
maybe.
I want to see a menu.
Guaranteed he's got a chorizo pizza.
Okay. There you go. He got a churro pizza. Oh,
yeah. That's dessert.
Charles Barkley has his opinion on San Antonio is a great one.
Yeah,
it's
we
a
wrap.
Ditch. We need to wrap this up. Anybody got a Bible verse?
We just got the red
I'm telling line. You, I used to be really good at this thing, and now without my computer, I'm like a naked child trying to learn things. Psalm 139, 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. What are y'all giggling about over there?
It's the verse of the day on the Bible app. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call.
Later, Gators. Out.